The Russian foreign minister has condemned the U.S. foreign policy, accusing Washington of imposing sanctions before entering into negotiations. Sergey Lavrov said that this pattern could also be seen in America's dealings with North Korea, the EU, and China.
In most cases, the United States is not very willing to enter into negotiations. They first announce sanctions, then more sanctions, and only after they negotiate. It was like that with North Korea, with the European Union, and now with China too. There is a trade war going on.
Lavrov warned such U.S. policies are unlikely to lead to long-term success. The Russian foreign minister said that ties between Moscow and Washington are currently the most toxic ones. Well, the comments are made today after Russia launched what it called its largest ever military drills along with China. The U.S.-led NATO called the drills a rehearsal for large-scale conflict. Last month, Washington imposed new sanctions on Moscow over the attempted assassination of ex-double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter in the U.K. Russia has denied any involvement in the spy poisoning case. Okay, now let's go to Pittsburgh. Daniel Kovalik is joining us. He's a university professor and also a peace activist. Good to have you with us, sir. You just heard me quoting Russian foreign minister. He's condemning the U.S. foreign policy. He says he blames the U.S. for before entering into negotiations, imposing sanctions and taking punitive measures.
Yes, well, I think Lavrov is absolutely correct in that regard. What he didn't say is that, you know, under the UN Charter, to impose those types of sanctions against another country, you really should go to this through the Security Council and get authorization, which the U.S. hasn't done that either. The U.S. Has been unilaterally sanctioning countries throughout the world, including Iran, even though Iran has lived up to the nuclear deal that was supposed to relieve Iran of sanctions. And so I think Lavrov has a great point that the U.S. Is really punishing countries around the globe, whether they comply with what the U.S. Wants or not.
Okay, and Lavrov also says that this kind of policy will not lead to long-term success, and also he mentioned the Moscow-Russia relations that have been at its worst ever.
Yes, well, I think that's very dangerous, obviously, the relations between the Russia and the U.S., these big nuclear powers that we are having more tense relations than ever, should be worrisome to everyone. Moreover, from the U.S. point of view, I think these sanctions, which again are hitting so many countries, I think the result, and we're seeing it happen already, is that the U.S. is going to sanction itself out of the world economy. Countries are now turning to other currencies outside the U.S. dollar to try to deal with sanctions and to try to weather sanctions. I think the U.S. is going to find itself locked out of the global market. So these are going to backfire ultimately.
All right. Thank you for that perspective. Daniel Kovalik, university professor and peace activist, joining me from Pittsburgh.